Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
There we go. Let's dive into it. Let's get you in the know. If you're planning to get out for the 4th of July holiday, Lord help you. A record 72.7 million people are expected to travel over the 4th.
Oh.
It's up from the previous years. So have fun there at the TSA line, you guys.
That sounds way too people-y.
I know.
I don't want to do that.
Too public-y. Oh, the public.
Yeah.
They say airfares are down, which is good. So that might be getting more people to the airports this holiday. Not me. This is going to be the first 4th of July in a while that we're not traveling, that we're not going to be out and about. And we're going to be at home.
That's got to feel nice.
It feels real nice.
Yeah.
Well, get me some sparklers.
Yes.
Hey, Michelob Ultra.
Just celebrate here in the Centennial State.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
We're actually come back with 9 fingers.
I know.
Oh. Make sure the button pushing fingers are okay.
Right.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right? Don't blow off the pointer.
Yeah.
Don't blow off the pointer. The road trip travelers, 61.6 million people.
Dang.
On the roads. They say this could be the most ever.
So oh, gosh.
People be on the roads. I think airfares are down because not a lot of people want to fly right now just because of all the incidents and
yeah.
stuff. And then so, yeah, boom, the road traffic's obviously going to be way higher. So I'm glad I'm not going to be out there because, yeah, we usually make a pilgrimage somewhere
yeah.
around the 4th, and we're pushing that off this year.
Same. I'm sticking around as well.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm actually house-sitting over that week, so I'm
excited
to go.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, almost a vacation, right? That's kind of how I planned it. I was like, I'm going to go stay at someone else's house, take care of their dogs, and pretend.
Who is that? Is it Jill?
No, it's my bestie, Kathy, actually. I'm going to go hang out.
Yeah,
her birthday
Kathy.
Is the 4th of July, so she's flying out to her hometown in New York, and yeah, she's going to go spend time there, and I'm going to be at her house.
Well, that's neat.
How patriotic for her.
Yeah, she's a little exciting. Firework, a little firecracker.
Yeah, she's okay.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Johnny Knoxville's coming back. He's going to be the host of Fox's reboot of Fear Factor.
Oh.
Obviously, most well-known as the Jackass dude. But they say he's got a wild sense of humor and an unmatched ability to push boundaries.
Yeah.
Makes him the perfect fit to lead this bold renovation of Fear Factor.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was always a very cringy show, obviously. Especially when you're having to eat like raw bull testicles and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But who hasn't, right?
Gross.
It's like Katie.
Especially
Katie in college.
Here.
Katie in college. They're all going to have, it's going to have brand new signature stunts and challenges. Yeah, I guess I'll watch maybe a couple episodes.
I'll check it out. Yeah.
Mostly just because of Johnny Knoxville.
Same.
I love that guy.
He's funny.
But, you know, the old ones where they dump you, like they put your head in a clear box and dump, like, bugs in there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was when Joe Rogan had hair, right?
Yeah, right.
Ooh. Ooh. Timothy Chalamet is in the news this morning. Obviously, he's got that relationship with Kai Kai, and it seems to be going great. So it says this story. But his relationship with the rest of the family, tabloids are saying not so much. Some of the Kardashians think that he is, quote, antisocial and downright snobby towards the rest of the family. That
I think
sounds
it's
like me.
He's the first one that doesn't need.
Yeah.
Doesn't need him.
Yeah.
Like, even Scott Disick, like, he got his fame because of them, really.
Yeah.
And the other NBA players, none of them were as big as the Kardashians. Chalamet on his own is like, dude.
Chalamet.
I'm freaking Timothy Chalamet.
He's like, massive. He doesn't need it.
You still say his name wrong, Jeremy.
I know. I do it on purpose. I say Jason Mimosa, too.
And is he like, is he British?
Well,
right?
No, he's French, but he's from French. He has dual citizenship. He's French and then American. So,
oh, so it, does Les he have an
Chamelet.
Accent?
No, not at
he
all.
Doesn't.
He,
not at all.
I think he grew up here, okay. But he was like born in France.
Oh, okay. That's a fun
or has
fact.
French
that's some
parents.
Exciting
that's
news.
That's a story with
that's
him.
That's stuff.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need them. He's the first guy
well,
to not
honestly,
them.
Really good point.
Wouldn't we all be that way too? Like, I don't want to hang out with them.
I
They're always
know.
Taking selfies and being
yeah.
all
you know what's
done
funny?
Up and perfect.
I went to college with a ugh. Kardashian cousin. He was not a distant cousin. He was a first cousin to the Kardashians. And he was like, we do not associate with
yeah,
them.
I wouldn't want
to
be with that at
no
all.
No one
all
wants
the
to
time.
Be. Yeah.
Oh,
he just
down.
Wants to keep up with Kylie, not the whole clan.
Yeah,
so
I'd like
get
to
it.
Keep up with Kylie, too.
A lot of people
Who
would. So I get it.
You know what I'm
it.
Saying?
Well, I know what you're saying.
Chamelet.
I can't even say it.
Chamelet. Post Malone fell off the stage. Did you see
oh.
this video?
Oh, no.
He's pouring Pour Me a Drink in Glendale, Arizona. And he was clinching his signature cup there as he's drinking and singing, and he went to cheers a guy at the edge of the stage, and the kind of the stage broke off at the end, and down he went.
Oh.
He came up, he looked fine, and his drink was still upright.
Hey.
Oh, he's a pro.
Would you expect anything less
no.
from Post Malone?
I didn't spill. It's
he's
okay.
Like, I got it. I'll give you two more things here. Jeff Bezos is getting married. They're having that multi-day celebration in Venice this
yeah.
week. The people of Venice, we've reported on, are not happy about this because they're bringing all these celebrities in and just too many people, paparazzi, all that. And they're like, get them out of here.
It's a too many yeah. people.
It's a too many people.
It's a too many.
Chamelet.
Not
and so, to make things a little bit better, the Bezos wedding invitation says they want no gifts, and instead, they want you to make donations to local charities in their honor. So,
well, yeah.
some
Bezos
Venice
can't
some
make the donations.
Venice charities might get a bump. He's kind of just doing a, thank you for letting
yeah.
us have this. We're going to, give some cash to your charities.
That's a nice gesture. It is. And here's the thing. I was actually reading a story about this where Venice, it's not like they need help with their tourism because everyone wants to go to
yeah.
Italy. But because of this wedding, the local people in the boats who give tours
mm-hmm.
and the people who sell flowers and the restaurants, they are seeing a huge influx in just money over there right now because of all the people
attending. They're complaining, but yeah, they're going to be getting some
they're
cash.
Making
How
a
many
lot
people
of money.
Are going to this wedding?
Approximately 8,000.
I was
yeah.
well. I'm like, I
no,
mean,
I don't know.
There's quite a few people.
If Italy,
who are attending,
if,
but
if the whole city of Venice is making a big deal out of this, how
yeah,
many people are actually
they
going?
They are. There are actually a lot of rich people, so that's why they're
yeah.
saying that it's gonna. You know,
can you?
Bring
I would.
A whole
I would rather
cash.
Do the donation to a charity. Like, what do you get, Jeff Bezos?
I know. He's
oh
the richest,
gosh.
One of the richest people
what
on the planet.
He doesn't
like,
need anything. He's out there on his yacht having foam parties. Did you see this?
A candle.
Did you see the pictures?
Yeah.
Foam parties on his yacht.
Yeah.
His $100 million yacht.
That's super green.
With his lady friend covered in foam.
Yeah.
Bezos is living the
he
life.
He probably doesn't need a new set
He's
of coasters.
He's doing just fine.
He's going to be okay.
He's doing just fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold on to the Geron sports. I'm going to do it a little later. Katie, what's going on locally?
Yeah, well, I'll do some sports because Broncos training camp practice open to the public again. I'm pretty excited about this. There's 13 different practices you can attend starting Friday, July 25th, and they are free. One of the only teams in the NFL who isn't charging their fans to go to practice. But
yeah.
you still have to go to Ticketmaster and get your ticket because they're limiting it to just 800 people and 300 parking spots this time around because of the ongoing construction happening there.
There's a lot.
At Broncos Park, which is still weird to say for me.
I know,
Broncos
right?
Park.
Nick Nack's always wanted to
go
out there and plop out a lawn chair and watch those grown men
oh,
slam
so
into
much
each
fun.
Other.
It
Have you never
is
done
so much
it?
Fun.
Josh.
Well, I'm like,
you are asking the wrong guy.
I mean, we could get you some,
we can make it happen.
Yeah,
I know.
I've
well,
been,
give them to Nick Nack.
Okay.
So I've been out there a few times just to cover the team in different years, whatever. But there was one time I'll never forget. We were on the sideline while they were doing drills, and I stepped on the line. And those people out there who are monitoring the media, they don't play.
Nope.
I got yelled at.
Did you?
But and it's funny because like somebody who works in media told them, Katie, you're supposed to stand over here. And he was totally messing with me. And I stood on the wrong side
the
of
newbie.
The line. And then I got yelled at by the media people, the people, monitoring the media. And I've never felt so small. I've never, it was
oh,
just
it's like get off
so,
the line.
You're not where you need to be. Like, yeah. I was yelled at. I cannot stress enough how they yelled at me. And
they,
in front of everyone, I felt so small.
It's funny. Abs, and,
so
Abs and Nuggets PR are very sweet, nice
yes,
people. Broncos,
they're so sweet.
I mean, they're very nice. Different story. They are very strict.
Oh my gosh, they don't mess around. Yeah. But still, fun for the public.
Why am I not surprised that you were the one that was yelled at? Like out of everybody there.
Yeah, Katie was just confused.
She didn't step on the line. She was on the field, Jeremy. Right. She was on the practice field,
5 yard line.
I just thought this helmet wanted to put it on,
and I had the ball. It was weird.
I don't know what happened.
I said hike, and they gave me the ball. It was so weird.
But go. Broncos, that's going to be fun for the public to get into.
It's a good time.
Hey, we've got an update on a story we had yesterday about the 300 kids wilding out at North Glen Mall. Oh, my gosh.
I finally saw some video of this,
and
I didn't quite get it yesterday. You know, I was kind of poking fun, like, ah, it can't be that bad. You got kids at the mall. Yeah, there's a lot of kids.
300 children.
And they did look like they were up to no good.
Yes, they're just causing a mess at North Glen Mall. And here's the thing. They're saying this is going to happen more. So they organized the whole thing on social media, and authorities are expecting more of this kind of stuff to happen in the metro area. Is this what bored kids are going to do in the summer now? They're just going to set things up on Twitter?
Bored kids and riffraff.
Oh, my gosh. But here's the thing. Huh. So this that happened over in North Glen Mall, it did turn violent, and police are asking parents, make sure you're watching your kids' internet usage. Because if you look on social media, there's actual, like, stories and, I guess, quote-unquote flyers about where they're going to meet. Now, there's one that they say Eledges, Lakeside, Aurora Town Center.
Let's get them out to Lakeside with some paintbrushes and some tools and stuff and fix that place up.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm thinking about this. It's like, if you all are doing this and you're getting groups of 300 kids, use your powers for good.
Exactly. Get a
job.
Do
something.
Make some money or something. Right? Like, start
go volunteer. Get 300 people to go volunteer somewhere.
Yes, exactly. Do something good with your time. And if they're saying if you hear of a possible takeover somewhere, please alert authorities because they don't want a situation that happened up in North Glen to happen somewhere else. So they're keeping an eye on this. But
what
if
else
you
can
see
they do
something,
that would be good?
They could get a job and make their own money. Like,
no, but if they are
the
like putting
thing.
This flyer out and they are getting turnouts for these events,
yeah, maybe
instead of showing up somewhere to cause trouble, like. Think of something. Be a leader in your group and say, let's do this for good.
Show up at a park and clean it up.
Clean a park.
Like, there you go. Make something fun.
Go volunteer
happen.
At an animal shelter. Go
I
pet
know.
The rabbits or something.
Yeah, exactly. Go take the dogs for a walk.
I'm
dogs
serious.
Always need to go for a walk at dog shelters.
Use your powers for good.
Play with the cats at the cat shelter. You're right, Jeremy. There's a lot of really good things that they can do with their time and
hold
energy.
On. Let me talk to this wall really quick. Hey, wall. Use your powers for good.
Go volunteer.
Go volunteer.
Do good things out there.
Yeah, okay,
make
wall.
Make our community a better place
to live
in. It is
like talking
to
a wall.
Right. It is.
You have this access of this massive platform at your fingertips, and what do they do? Like, let's go hang out at
the
wall.
It's the
throw
word you
hands.
Use.
Let's go throw hands at the Hot Topic and shove people down at the Build-A-Bear.
If someone says volunteer, that's a negative connotation for teens. They don't want it.
Well, go make some money then. Go work at McDonald's with your free time, because that's what I did when I was 16. But, oh, my goodness. Talk about something good, huh? Like 500,000 grilled cheese sandwiches.
Whoa!
Yes!
Katie's normal Tuesday lunch.
I know. Well, actually, that's what Denver-based company Lily's Toaster Grills. Okay. That's been donated. So
they donated a local
company out of Denver, Lily's Toaster Grills, donated all of that to families suffering food insecurity.
Well, that's, see?
That's
this is
cool.
Amazing! Right?
Cool.
Use your powers
so
for good.
They said they're like, there's a lot of kids who in the summertime go without lunches and breakfast and dinners.
Right.
And
yeah.
So we want to do what we can. So look at them giving back to our community.
See, how many was it
a better
again?
Place
that's
to
good.
Live in. 500,000 grilled cheese sandwiches.
That's a lot of cheese
how
sandwiches.
How long does it take to make that?
I know. And they're actually, their next goal, the next benchmark they want to reach is 1 million grilled cheese sandwiches.
Holy.
So they're working towards that.
Holy
I love
moly.
It. I love that story. Right?
So many sandwiches, though.
It's a lot of cheese.
So cheese.
What kind of bread they're using?
Cheesy.
White.
Yeah.
Wonder.
White bread. There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
It makes it solid. I wish they'd use that
solid.
Artisan.
Yeah.
That Sarah Lee artisan
Ooh.
Bread. Oh,
too expensive.
Game changer
too
in the world
though.
Of grilled cheese, though.
You're making 500,000, remember
Use that bread and put a little pepper jack and then the cheddar. Oh,
you're up in
Lord,
the price, buddy.
Lord,
is that your grilled cheese combo right there? I like to put a little, excuse me, chili oil on my grilled cheese. Ooh.
Whoa,
spice.
So Emerald. Settle down there, Bobby Flay over here.
Oh, you little flavor town action.
Got Rachel Ray over here.
You got a little mayonnaise to make
going
the bread
crazy.
Crispier.
Yes, on the outside.
Yeah.
It's mayo
just
on the
outside.
Right? That is right. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
From cheese to camping, Dirt is a website app that helps campers find the best spots. And two spots in Colorado made it on their list for the best camping places.
Oh, no.
I know. And we are in the top three. In fact, number three is White Star Campground in Pike San Isabel National Forest. That's number
three. What's the name of it?
It is the White Star Campground in Pike San Isabel National Forest. So that is the number three camping spot in the nation.
Oh, that's pretty.
Right?
Okay.
That's what I thought. I was looking at pictures too.
Okay.
And then the number one spot in Colorado, we get the number one brag here, is Lost Lake Campground.
Lost Chatfield.
Oh, my God. Gunnison National Forest coming in at number one. That is a beautiful campground.
Let me look. Oh, my gosh. I don't want you spouting nonsense.
No, it is gorgeous.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that? There you go.
That's insane. That's actually, that's
makes me want to start camping again.
That's very pretty. You have to reserve times out there, Jerry, like until for 2028.
That's part of the reason we gave up camping, is you got to book so far in advance. It's not even worth it.
Well, especially in these popular ones. I'm telling you, if you go over to the Western Slope and you look at some of that BLM land, the Bureau of Land Management, they just have the land that you can go set up shop on. You don't have to make
a
reservation.
We did a lot of that, too.
It's worth it,
I think.
It
is worth it. But then you never know who you... The problem is you get some shady characters when you do that, too.
You do.
Like, you roll in on a Thursday, and you got the place to yourself, and you're doing good. And then within the next day or so, you hear the...
The professional campers.
Coming in, you know, with, like, their homemade RVs.
Yeah.
And about 40 ATVs, and you're like, oh, there goes my weekend.
And they're documenting it all on
Instagram. All their kids
are
running around with no shirts on.
This space opened by you.
And then they basically make a horseshoe.
Hey, look, we're neighbors.
I know. Come on over. We made moonshine and everything.
He's here, our raccoon dogs.
Yeah, right, that's what it's like on those public lands. You got to be careful.
No, you're right.
Y'all ever done the meth?
The axe.
Oh, my God. Once or twice.
Oh, my gosh. But they're saying that that's right. The access is a lot less when you go out on BLM.
Yeah.
And the campsites they looked at, you know, they were ready for tents and RVs and stuff like that. So they
and
were
you have a
lot
campground host
established.
There.
Exactly. If you need toilet paper, they have it for
it.
You.
They got some chopped firewood if you need it.
Exactly.
I always thought, like, when you retire, it would be kind of fun to be, like, a campground host where you're just out there and, you know, they cover everything for
best.
You.
Why not? Yeah.
And you got your, you know, your giant jug of propane out there. And then you have your little ATV. And you go around and check on everybody, and you get to meet new people from who knows where.
Yes.
You got your little satellite dish out there for your internet and all that. And I think that would be kind of fun.
I've always thought that'd be a great, great job, too, especially just a summer gig. You know, go hang out in the campground for the summer, make some extra money. Like, that's living right there. That is living. Well, do you know what starts up today?
Tell me right now.
The Greeley Stampede.
You ever done meth?
That's probably more likely where you'd do it.
I'm just joking.
Okay,
just goofing.
Today in downtown Greeley, you can see the Longhorns. It's the Longhorn Parade.
Oh, that's
that kicks,
fun.
Right? It kicks everything off, and it starts at 11, so it's the 103rd annual celebration. And, so that's going to kick off right near the Greeley Chamber of Commerce and the Train Museum. So you can go see the Longhorns, kick everything off, and then remember, I mean, musical acts, food, fun stuff, big...
I love food and
atmosphere.
Fun stuff.
I know you do. This is right up your alley.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it starts, and then I think it runs through the Greeley Stampede is the 6th. Yes.
Sounds good to me.
Yes, runs through the 6th. All the pop-ups here on the internet. Gotta love that. Yes, runs through. Okay, runs
it
through.
Matter.
Yeah, I'm pretty
do
sure.
Your own
honestly,
research.
You can look it up.
I'm pretty
welcome
sure
to the
everybody's got a
century.
Phone nowadays, Katie.
It is
they can.
This. I just want to be prepared
hey,
and tell
Siri.
Them it is my job
hey,
to make sure I tell them this is when the Greeley Stampede wraps up. I can tell you this Friday, Ludacris with Big X
Luda.
The plug hitting that stage like what?
I feel like he puts on a good concert.
Yeah, Luda?
He wears those really
me?
Big shoes and hands though. It's really
shoes and hands.
Odd. Have you ever seen the way he looks on stage?
Yeah.
What?
He wears.
Like fake hands?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. What
I've
is
never
that
seen
song?
That.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah, it's something.
Yep. Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, but then he's got the big hands. You know what I'm talking about. Come
nobody
on.
Knows what you're talking
no,
about.
Chicken
no?
and beer right. doesn't ring a bell. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
He's woo-hoo. Got that song. Ooh, ooh. All right.
Is that all you got, Katie Kat?
That's what we've got for your Mile High Hype
there
today.
You go. Oh, look at that. There is a picture of
big
him.
Hands. He wears like fake prosthetic arms and hands.
Those are like the Hulk hands that you can buy in the toy section.
Yes, and he does this is his thing.
That's awesome.
Yes, see? It's
he
like,
threw out the
move,
first pitch at a Braves game
get out the way.
With a huge hand.
No way.
Get out the way, Jer. Get out the way.
Okay, I will.
Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.